days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you're just holding what all you've been given. Yeah, some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living.
Final hour of the program here on The Roar. Final hour of the week. Out of Bounds today brought to you in part by the Plumbing Experts. They know it's all about the team of people working that make a place run. They are skilled and trained to make sure all of your septic issues are diagnosed correctly the first time and make things right when things have not lined up to the client's expectations. So don't flush your money down the toilet. Call the guys you can trust. If you have a septic issue, go to theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down. And not just for your home, but also for your commercial space, for your place of business. You do not want that out of order sign on your restroom, at your store, or your restaurant, or what have you. So contact the Plumbing Experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
All right, we got to sit down on Wednesday after our show. It was a really great interview with Bubba Bolden, safety from Miami. It was kind of a pass the mic situation, which was interesting but fun. I really enjoyed getting to know him. And spoiler, we're going to talk about this Monday, but I did put him easily on my all ACC team at
safety. He had some hot takes about Miami, and this is a perfect intro to the Sorting Hat.
No doubt. Take a listen to Bubba Bolden, ACC Kickoff.
We're back here with Miami safety Bubba Bolden here at ACC Kickoff for the Western Charlotte. Bubba, what's going on?
How you doing? I'm doing good.
You know, we're doing great. I know you just said you guys are leaving after this, so you've had a chance to experience everything that ACC Kickoff has to offer. What's this experience been like for you?
I mean, it's been a pretty cool experience, something new. I'm very blessed to be here just to represent my team, to represent Coach Diaz and the University of Miami and all. So, you know, it's a lot going on here, obviously, as you can see, but, you know, it's a good experience for me, you know.
Bubba, your head coach is also your defensive coordinator, and this is a guy who is defensive-minded, defense first. What is that like as a defensive player?
I mean, personally, it gives us all the confidence in the world, you know. Knowing Coach Diaz as a head coach and then knowing what he's done in the past as a defensive coordinator, it gives us the confidence, especially going into this season, especially opening up with this game that we have. But ultimately, it makes us more locked in. You know, last year we were kind of goofing around a little bit in the meetings. And then, you know, when Diaz is here now, everything is serious. Everything's, you know, you're looking at the head coach, so everything is more serious, so I think it's going to be a upper hand for us, I would say.
You know, I think most of the conversation here in the Coastal Division is about you guys and North Carolina, and I know there's a bad taste in your mouth, particularly defensively, with what happened the last time you played them. Do you feel that that's sort of a one-game season in and of itself, and what do you need to do better to prevent something like that from happening this year against those guys?
I feel like it was just something – it was something within the team last year. During that time, you know, we had just found out that we weren't going to play against Georgia Tech the next week. We found out if we won that game, we'll go to the Orange Bowl. We found out, you know, we would have a week off after that game. So I feel like a lot of people's minds were other places, which made us come out and play a pretty sloppy game. But the past is the past, and, you know, the now is the now. So we're living in the now right now, and we'll see what happens when we go out there to Chapel Hill.
You mentioned, and I love how you said this earlier, you said that game we have coming up, that first game, of course, against Alabama. I know you've gotten this question today, so I'm going to try to word it differently, but, like, this is the biggest stage. I know you are pumped up for that game.
Yeah, I mean, I live my whole life, you know, playing on a big stage. So, you know, these big-time games don't really faze me at all. It's another game against another team that plays football just like me. No name, no colored jersey is ever going to, you know, knock me off my game at all. And they definitely won't knock our team off the game. So, like I said before, I keep the main thing, and that's playing football. And I'm focused on it now. And when it comes time, when we're all locked in and all loaded, we'll take our time to focus on Alabama.
You guys return like everybody, like a million starters, and you've added some good transfers. compared to other rosters that you've had since you've been here, is this the most talented, most experienced that you've seen?
1,000%. I mean, on every level of the defense, on every level of the offense, I think this is a team that will bring back the Miami Hurricanes.
Oh, man, you heard it here first. I love that. You are from Vegas. You went to Southern Cal at first, but then you transferred to Miami. What was it about Miami for you, why you wanted to go down to Coral Gables?
Really just me being a city kid, you know. I actually had one of my best friends that I grew up with who played here, Brevin Jordan. He just left last year. He was the main reason why I came here. And then just, you know, just the vibe, you know. I couldn't see myself in a college town. I need to be around the big lights, you know. I need to be on the biggest of the biggest stages, the networking here. And then, you know, obviously the University of Miami is a great school. So I feel like it would be a best fit for me, and so far it's been.
Visiting with Bubba Bolden here on Out of Bounds. Now, obviously, you hate seeing your quarterback go down the way that you guys did. And there are two ways that teams tend to go. One way is that other guys step up and fill the leadership void while the quarterback's rehabbing. The other one is the quarterback just keeps leading, and you see that example. What have you seen from De'Eric and from the way that you guys and the rest of the rosters rallied around that as he's rehabbed that knee?
I mean, he attacked it like no other. And one thing I told him, I was like, you know, this is something real minor. You know, this ACL, you know, everyone makes it a big deal. But the year before, 2 years ago, I broke my leg, you know. So it was like I kind of went through the same process that he was going through too. So I was like, it's really nothing, you know. Just keep that same mentality, keep that dog mentality. I said, you're the leader of this team. No one's going to take that from you. No one can fill your shoes. So just keep being you. And I felt like he attacked like no other, and I felt like he came out better than he was before. And, you know, we all rallied around him, and he's just a guy that we can lean on, and he can lean on us at any time. But he has that mentality like no other.
You bring up, you know, we talk about the U and the big stage. The college football playoff, there's been the talk of expanding to 12. It's currently at 4. What does Bubba Bolden feel about college football playoff expansion?
I feel like, honestly, in the future, I think it should expand. I don't know about 12, but I think maybe 8. And that's really just because you look at the teams that go in there, and it's all, I feel like it's like political. You know, you got Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and then whoever else, either Oklahoma or Notre Dame, really. And those teams might have the same record as another team, but the other team just not getting love just because they don't got the hype. So I feel like with the expansion, it will give the teams more. You might see some upsets, you know, some upsets that the, you know, college football doesn't want to see. So it could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. But who knows? You know, I won't be till the future.
Not your problem.
As far as North Carolina goes, I'm going to ask you about that again because it's interesting. We saw the Vegas odds come out, and you guys are basically co-favorites, but a lot of the conversation is about North Carolina. Do you feel like, to some degree, you guys are being overlooked, maybe disrespected a little bit in that conversation, just broadly in the media for who's the best team in the Coastal?
I mean, people can say whatever they want. You look at our team, you look at our roster, we got everybody. I can't speak on North Carolina. I can speak on us, and I'll just say personally that we got the best team in the nation. There's no one that's going to beat us. There's no one that's going to stop us. So when it comes that day, you know, we'll hush the haters.
Man, this has been fun. We appreciate your time, Bubba. Just a couple more for you. I got to know, this is the question everyone's wondering. The turnover chain. I'm assuming it's back. Do we have, like, a newer version? What's going on with the chain?
Actually, we don't find out about the chain until the day before the game. So, Coach Diaz, that's kind of like the big surprise going into the opening game. So, last year we didn't find out until, you know, that UAB game. So, we probably won't find out till this year. They'll probably come out with some new rings for the offense. So, but it's exciting. You know, that's what we look forward to. And we'll see, you know.
You know, people come up with all these, like, I would say sometimes they're gimmicky because they don't work. But in your case, it's really motivational. Like, what do you guys tell each other about the turnover chain that keeps it from being like some of the others that coaches introduce that are, well, they don't work because the teams aren't any good and they don't force any turnovers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it really goes back to the 86 game, which is what really started Miami defense, you know, and they just came out, they played with a swagger, a different mentality than everybody else, and that chain kind of represents that, you know. That chain is solid gold. It's real gold, real Cuban. And it represents Miami, you know, just the past of Miami and the now of Miami and just what we do. So I feel like everybody just wants to wear it. I feel like everybody wants to be seen in it, wants to take pictures in it, but it has a deeper meaning to it. You know, we want to be the best defense in the nation. We want to lead turnovers. We want to do all that, and that chain represents that.
All right, final question for you. Kelly does a radio show with, I presume, her friend, Kwok. She also does a podcast with her friend, Eric McLean. If you could start a podcast with one of your teammates, who would it be and why?
Probably Mike. Just because me and him have two kind of different lifestyles that we lived, but in the same way, we kind of like the same thing. So I feel like a podcast from a Florida perspective and a Vegas slash LA perspective will kind of be kind of cool, you know? So he'll probably be the guy for it.
That was Bubba Bolin. Mike, who he's referring to, is Mike Harley, who also went to ACC kickoff on behalf of Miami. And Kelly, I did put Bubba Bolin on there. I did not put Mike Harley on my list. He was very close, very, very close to my receiver group.
A few texters are getting in, making fun of Bubba for talking about Miami like that. Here's the thing. I don't really fault him because you should think of your team that way. You know, he's not an analyst. He's a kid who is working his butt off to try to help Miami have the best season they can. And to say you're the best team in the country, I get it. Texter says he doesn't seem to be living in reality. But when he talks about bringing the U back, I mean, that's obviously what they're talking about in their locker room. So let's not be too hard on Bubba. He's just trying to be confident. And he is a confident guy. And Bubba Bolden's a really good player.
Yeah.
It's not like this is coming from the third string O-tackle or something. So let's not be too hard on him, I guess is my point.
All right, Texter says Miami's an 8-4 team at best. We are about to, here in just a couple minutes, go to break. We're going to come back with the Sorting Hat. And I know about the Sorting Hat. I am familiar with the Sorting Hat. The Sorting Hat has all powers.
Of course.
We don't know what the Sorting Hat is going to do for Miami. I would say my range for Miami is somewhere between like 7 wins, worst case. Like, King's not healthy, Alabama knocks him out, they win 7 games, and like 11 games. Because even if you think Miami is weak, who is strong relative to Miami? That would be my question. Like, if you think Miami has issues, if you think they've got significant problems, who is strong relative to them? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you can't put Miami down at 6th in the division because... Well,
that'd
I guess
be crazy.
You can, but then you're talking about peers.
Well, and remember what we heard from Wes Durham. He was talking with Derek King and talking with some Miami people, and he said he was very surprised by how quickly Derek King's rehab seems to be going. And that's the big question mark with Miami. That's going to determine their ceiling, right?
Yes.
And from what we gathered, his rehab seems to be going really well. We even heard that Tyson Pumichon's rehab was going really well, that he might be back for SC State, which is crazy. I don't really know how that's even possible.
I'm really not sure that's possible either. That also would nullify a whole lot of our offseason conversations if Pumichon's there like midway through September.
Who cares? Because it's a backup quarterback. If you don't have a backup quarterback, if you're starting your backup quarterback, you got problems.
Text from the 336. This is actually a good question before we take our next break. This is my question to you is it hard to be in your position and hear other schools talk about the program like that, knowing the quality of Clemson? No, it's really not, because, as Kelly said, we are in the media business. We get these players for 8 to 10 minutes at a time. If the program, if somebody came up and said, you know what, I think we're pretty average, would you want to listen to that?
Yeah, that's weird. No one says that.
Wouldn't you rather listen to somebody tell you why their program's great? And I'm not saying, you know, not everybody's going to say best in the nation. Miami's going to be one of the more on paper talented teams in the nation. Now, I don't think they're necessarily going to match whatever the talent rating that they get on 247, for instance, who's probably going to have them top 10 or 12. I'm not sure they're going to be quite that good, but I don't think they're going to be 50th. I don't think they're going to be in the middle of the pack in the country. I think there's reason for optimism for them.
And look, Texter says this, beat Bama and we will all listen. That's very true. That's the thing about Miami is they have the opportunity to really show that they could do something this year. Now, a lot of people are saying there's no way, but remember, think about all that Bama's lost. I don't think it's crazy. I think Miami has a chance. They're not playing Mac Jones, Najee Harris, Devontae Smith, all these guys. They're not. Alabama has a lot to replace. Bama, of course, should still be favored. Bama, of course, is probably still going to win. But I think that game might be closer than people think.
I think so, too. And that should be the standard. Because if we're coming out of that Bama-Miami game and Bama wins 31-14 and we're going, well, we knew Miami sucked. That's wrong, because you're talking about the, let's say, third, fourth best team in the ACC, which is not as good a league as the SEC, we think, against the best team in the SEC. You should win that game. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, if we're saying, if Miami's for real at all, then they better beat Bama. That's an unrealistic standard. Do they want to win a game? Yes. Are they capable of winning on a given day? Yes. Are they probably going to win a game? No. Am I going to laugh at you if you think Miami's going to beat Alabama? Yeah, probably. Because we don't know what De'Aaron King's knee is. That would be a huge shot in the dark. But if you told me that Alabama could keep it, or Miami could keep it within 10 to 14, I would say, yeah, that feels like a win.
Remember, we praised A&M at the end of the year because they kept it within 24 of Bama last year.
That's
so
right.
If Miami, it actually says Bama 31, Miami 13. I don't think that's terrible.
No.
Now, Miami, if 31-27 or something would get a lot more respect, but I don't think Miami's going to get beat 60-0 or anything like that.
No, I don't think so either. I'm interested to see where you have put Miami here and where the sorting hat puts Miami.
Quack, who cares what I think? The sorting hat is what matters here.
We will consult the sorting hat right after this.
A lot has happened since 1963, including a load of bugs exterminated by Clark's Termite and Pest Control's team of professionals. Termites, roaches, and mosquitoes are at the top of our hit list, but we also remove ticks, fleas, and ants as well. Let us find the solution that's right for your home. Call us at 864-233-2847 or visit us at clarkspest.com. That's clarkspest.com to get rid of termites, roaches, mosquitoes, fleas, ants, and ticks from your yard and home. Get your free quote today.
Summer is here, and it's time to shed that dad bod, get more energy, and perform like a stallion when it counts. Call Low Country Male today and get on a testosterone replacement plan. For just $210 a month, our team will have you feeling like a new man. Plans include testosterone labs and doctor visits. We offer ED, weight loss, peptides, and hair replacement. Want to get bigger, stronger, and last longer in the bedroom? Ask us about the amazing P-Shot. Come help us make men men again. LowCountryMale.com.
If you have been arrested for DUI or any other criminal offense, you may be facing significant consequences and probably feel overwhelmed, embarrassed, and intimidated by the legal system. Do you feel like nobody understands what you're going through? Clemson's local attorney, Nick Lavery, is here to represent you and help get you through this tough time. Call today to schedule your free consultation. 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680 and online at theclemsonduiattorney.com.
There's an old saying in business that says, if we don't take care of our customers, someone else will. Over the last year, you, our loyal customers, have stood by us at Joe's New York Pizza, from Clemson to Seneca, all over the upstate and beyond. We're back at 100% capacity, and we're maintaining safe guidelines. We invite you to join us at Joe's New York Pizza, Highway 123 in Seneca, Patrick Square in Clemson. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you, Upstate. See our new website at clemsonpizza.com.
It's home renovation season. When's the last time you thought about replacing your cracked, ugly driveway? You can always tell who has the newest driveway on the block, and guess what? That can be you. Call Madewell Concrete Greenville today. Mention you heard this ad on The Roar for $500 off your project of 800 square feet or more. They even offer 12 months no-interest financing. What are you waiting for? Call Madewell Concrete at 864-249-7138. You'll thank me later.
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Manning was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the five words he spoke before leaving for his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Manning Foundation. Words that live in veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians. who go out of their way to find a way, who help others with the help of others, who bounce back after each setback, who make good on good intentions. Through Travis Manion Foundation, if not me, then who, are words that can live in you too. Show the world what your character is made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisManion.org. That's TravisManion.org.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Spectacular summer savings are happening right now at Diamonds Direct. Now through Sunday at 5 p.m., we've cut prices on a multi-million dollar selection. Earrings, bands, pendants, colored gemstones, wedding bands, engagement ring mounts. Save an extra 20% off Diamonds Direct's already unbeatable prices. We're breaking all the rules for this. Plus, all new collections have been flown in with every piece on sale. But hurry, this amazing once-a-year buying opportunity ends Sunday only at Diamonds Direct on Woodruff Road across from Target.
The greatest interviews, the most sought after guests, it's all on The Roar.
We've all been waiting for the universe to tell us in a providential manner how the Coastal Division will play out. Is it fair to say this is the least Sorting Hat Coastal in like 10 years?
Yes. I'm a little nervous. Let's be honest, guys. I even confessed to Kwok that I might cheat.
You tried to cheat.
To get Duke to be the last place team because I just can't believe that Duke could be above 7. But we're going to trust the hat, Kwok. We're going to trust the hat.
Oh, my goodness.
I can assure you that it's all the sheets of paper is the same size. They're folded over twice, so I can't see the writing. And you can watch me, Kwok. I will close my eyes as I pick out each team.
Now, as we go forward, we are drawing out of the Sorting Hat, which is a Harry Potter reference for those who are uninitiated. The Sorting Hat tells you which house you're in. Gryffindor! it'll tell you which house you're in.
Hufflepuff.
You weren't ready for that.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't.
We will, once a name is drawn, we will then say whether we agree or disagree with the Sorting
Hat.
Yes,
and we will tell you where that team is.
Predictions.
Yes.
That's
all right. Kwok, I'm nervous.
We're starting at 7, by the way. We start at 7. We've discussed with the Sorting Hat. We've told it to spit the teams out in reverse order.
Yes. We've programmed
so
it that way.
So that's what we're doing.
We've programmed it that way.
Okay.
It's time. Kwok.
The fate of the Coastal.
The first. You need to set me up and say the number 7 team, and I'll pull it out.
All right. The number 7 team in the ACC Coastal is. Kelly's eyes were shut.
Nope, not that one. Hold on.
What are you doing? You say you weren't going to cheat. You said you weren't going to cheat.
You want me to say it?
Yeah, say it.
Nope, it's not that one, Kwok. Hold on. I'm just going to pick another one. Just stand by. We're good now. All right, we're good. Oh, my gosh. Duke.
Okay.
Duke.
The Sorting Hat malfunction.
Kwok, the Sorting Hat. The Sorting Hat does what it wants. Duke.
Well,
Duke
did.
Is number 7. No, it did.
Duke is
we all know.
Seven.
It was a mulligan.
Okay.
First time is a mulligan. 2 shots off the first tee.
All right, did you put Duke at 7?
I did. The Sorting Hat knows all.
And why did you put Duke at 7?
Because they're terrible, Kwok. Because they are the only team that doesn't return a quarterback with starting experience because they have serious turnover issues that if they even improve it a little bit, they're still going to be awful. It's all a Mateo Durant. It seems that the overall talent level has decreased. To me, this is Cutcliffe's last year. So he's going to try his hardest, but I think he would have retired earlier if he hadn't had the COVID year. I have zero faith in Duke, Kwok. Zero.
Kelly, can you just say, the Duke turnover stats are just mind-boggling. Can you just say,
like, unbelievable.
Let's say the worst turnover team that you know.
Duke.
The worst turnover team.
It's Duke.
How frequently
The Blue Devils lost 20 fumbles last year. And the Duke quarterbacks were intercepted 19 times.
One out of your four possessions ended in a turnover last year. 24.5%.
It's terrible.
They led the country in fumbles, loss, and interceptions. So I mean it when I say Duke does not have bad turnover luck.
Duke has bad
turnover execution. It like normally you see that and you go, there's no way they can do that again. But they can because they have for about the past half decade. They have been like that. They have turned the ball over a million, billion, zillion times every single year. Unbelievable. Yeah, Duke is last.
They're last.
They're last place.
The Sorting Hat made a great pick there. Great pick.
I thought about putting Mateo Durant on All ACC, and I thought, this team is so hideous. There's no way. There will be no standouts from this team.
I put him first team.
There will be no standouts.
I think he's that good, and I think he's all they have.
I didn't love how I went about the selections. I actually had a hard time this year.
Okay. All right. Position. You ready?
Yeah.
No more cheating, I promise.
Who's number six in the Coastal Division? Who we got?
Number six is Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech. Okay. Where did you have Virginia Tech?
Virginia Tech fifth.
All right. Why fifth?
I do not think Fuente is the guy.
Okay.
I just do not. And I think Virginia Tech is stunting their growth and slowing down the process and slowing down the rebuild by keeping him. Okay. I know he had a massive buyout. I get it. There was a lot of controversy, and it's very tough to fire someone after 2020, after COVID. But you look at last year, they lost to North Carolina. They lost to Wake Forest. They lost to Liberty. Ugh, we all remember that game. They lost to Miami. They were blown out by Pitt. They were blown out by Clemson, even though that game felt closer when you think back on it. And defensively, they don't return much. I did have a few of these guys on my first team. Jermaine Waller, I had on my first team at corner. And Amare Barno, I had on my first team. He's a freak, if you read a little more about him. 6'6", 235. And he was switching positions. But I think Burmeister has some qualities. That was very vague. He is a player. He is alive. But he has some qualities. My concern with Virginia Tech is Khalil Herbert did absolutely everything for you last year. He's gone. I don't have a lot of faith in VT. I put him fifth. So sixth is not that far off with the Sorting Hat.
All right. I put Virginia Tech fourth.
Really?
I put them fourth. Yes.
They play Notre Dame.
I'm going to wait.
They play Notre Dame and West Virginia this year.
I told you that Pittsburgh, Virginia, Virginia Tech were my three that were very, very close. Okay. But here's what intrigues me about Virginia Tech. Number one, they did lead the conference in rushing offense last year, 240 yards a game.
And their entire rushing offense is gone because also Hendon Hooker had 620 yards last
year. Well, but they do have Blackshear back. They do have Holston back. And they do have Burmeister average for a carry.
Mm-hmm.
And that offensive line, I think, doesn't get the credit that they deserve. That was a young group last year. They returned three of those starters, the whole left side.
Mm-hmm.
I think that group was underrated in the league. I think Eric McLean would agree. I basically just agree with whatever Eric McLean tells me, the offensive line, because he knows better than me. But he was pretty high on that group. Like, I don't think he was over the moon, but pretty high. So they're not going to lead the league in rushing, but they might be a better throwing team with Burmeister at quarterback than maybe even with Hooker, where you had a lot of, like, short, safe-type throws, 9 touchdowns, 5 picks. I expect the passing offense to be improved. They also get 6 of their first 7 games at home, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Their only home game in their last 5 is Duke.
But, Quack, how many of those are they winning? They're going to beat Middle Tennessee and Richmond. But they play at West Virginia, UNC, Notre Dame, Pitt.
Listen.
Syracuse, they'll probably win.
They scored 45 on North Carolina last year.
Oh, I know. I feel like UNC is going to be better prepared for that.
I do not think there is some foregone conclusion.
Sure, but I also don't think it's, a bona fide win for them.
No, I mean, I they're going to beat Middle Tennessee. You know they're going to beat Richmond. You know they're going to beat Syracuse. If they can win 2 of the other 3, you're sitting 5-1, regardless of, or let's say 4-2 at West Virginia. You're at Georgia Tech. You can win that one. I could see them getting 8 wins.
I'm just glad they don't have Liberty on the schedule.
Just to be fair, I don't have them. I have a 7-win team.
Where do you have Virginia Tech? What slot?
Four. I have
fourth.
Fourth,
okay.
In the division.
And I have them fifth.
Yeah. And the Sorting Hat has them six. So the Sorting Hat has them six. We're okay.
I'm going to add in the NFL draft tone. So go ahead, Quack.
All right, that's good. The number 5 team in the Coastal Division is
It is Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech. Okay. Kelly, I won't say who. There was someone in the lobby of the hotel that said, that made us all take the over-under on Georgia Tech at 4.5 wins. And you had to take it because I would just push on 4.5. You had to take it. And I said over. And this person looked at me like I had 3 hits.
They said, definitely take the under.
Definitely take the under. They play the 85 Bears every week with their schedule.
Their schedule is brutal.
Is what was said.
It's weird, though, because we talked with Wanye Thomas and Ayinde Ely. And they both, I liked them both. They both, well, mainly Wanye said a lot of really good things about Coach Collins, right? Jahmyr Gibbs is back. I had him on my first team as a all-purpose back. Jeff Sims looks like he's going to take another step. But a lot of that is ifs because they're so young and the schedule is brutal. So I have them at 6th.
This is tough because we do, you want them to take some steps with Jeff Collins. He was wearing the, I would say, the most provocative outfit there among the coaches.
Why was it provocative?
Well, it was, I would say it was a weird-fitting pinstripe situation. I got a picture that somebody screenshotted.
He looks like a mob boss.
Yeah, he did a little bit, which that's kind of his persona. It's a mix of, like, Daddy Warbucks from Annie and a mob boss is his real persona and waffle with a Waffle House cup.
Right.
But I got a, I don't know if it's a screenshot or somebody took the picture across the room, but I got a picture from someone and it was of one of his legs. Now that sounds creepy, but hear me out. It was of one of his legs and it was like poorly fit 3 different ways down the leg. Like it's not even like, well, it's, you know, it's a little, and he even said, I've been doing a lot of calf raises. It's a little tight on my calves. Like this suit. I've been
it was
on
very
my,
tight.
My
the whole suit was tight.
It was tight, but then there were moments where it was like loosey-goosey. Like it was weird. It was a weird fitted suit. I didn't love it. I'm not sure anybody did love it except maybe him. I have Georgia Tech at 6. I wanted to put them higher. I did. I think they can get to 5 wins. I honestly think if they get to 6 wins with a schedule that features Clemson on the road, North Carolina, Miami on the road, at Notre Dame, Georgia, and they also have to play Boston College, maybe the 2 best teams in the Atlantic. By the way, one thing about Virginia Tech, they play like, who are they? Who do they play? They play Virginia Tech. Oh, I'm sorry, not Virginia Tech. That's the team.
Georgia
they play
Tech?
Syracuse and ABC. So they do get Syracuse as a crossover.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
That helps their schedule. Georgia Tech's schedule is a murderer's row.
It's brutal.
I'm saying if
absolutely
they get to 6 wins,
brutal.
Jeff Collins needs to be up for Coach of the Year.
Yeah, I
and Jahmyr
agree.
Gibbs needs to be up for Player of the Year.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I cheated on that first one. I have not cheated since. The Sorting Hat has legitimately chosen Duke, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech. Okay.
Number 4 in the Coastal Division is
the 4th place team in the Coastal is Pittsburgh
at number 4. Okay, where do you have Pittsburgh, Kelly?
I have Pitt at 3.
3. Give me the skinny on Pittsburgh.
Well,
at 3.
I get the concern that they're not going to be able to run the ball. And you always talk about Mark Whipple's offenses don't run the ball. I think they can be a little better, all right? It's going to be tough to be as bad as they were last year, only averaging 120 yards per game on the ground. That was 111th nationally. But Kenny Pickett is a tough-as-nails 37-year-old quarterback. You at least know what you're going to get from him. Jordan Addison is a very talented young wide receiver who was the ACC Rookie of the Year runner-up as a freshman. Shockey Jacques Louis, who is a solid contributor, he's back. He's also a all-name team selection member, or at least he's nominated most of the time.
For sure.
So I think Pitt is going to have a solid year. The real question is, last year their defense was so good, and they were second nationally in sacks and tackles for loss and all these things. They lost some key pieces to the NFL, Patrick Jones, Rashad Weaver, those guys. I think their defense is still going to be very good, but can they replace that production?
Kelly, I have Pittsburgh at 5 for 2 reasons. One, Mark Whipple's incapable of producing a run game.
You're very down on Pitt.
People are tired of hearing me say it, but I'm going to keep saying it. Mark Whipple, if you are going, if Pitt can run the ball, and then whatever you put in the blank, just assume it's not happening. Because if it relies on Pitt running the ball, it's not happening. The other thing is, have you looked at the recent history between Pitt and, let's say, Virginia Tech, for instance? The home team bludgeons to death the road team in this series. It's happened four times in a row, double digits. The last year, Pittsburgh beat Virginia Tech by 33. The year before, Virginia Tech shut out Pitt in Blacksburg. I'm not sure Pitt can go to Blacksburg and win. So if I'm looking for ways to break ties between those teams, Virginia's a little weirder in there, but specifically Virginia Tech and Pittsburgh, I've got Pittsburgh at fifth just because they have got to be able to run the ball. I don't love Kenny Pickett dropping and throwing it 604,000 times without some sort of a run game. Their defense, they're going to be fine, but I'm a little concerned about how much they lost up front. It's a developmental program. They have older guys that were backups. So it's not like it's all freshmen and sophomores, but I'm a little bit unnerved by that with Pittsburgh, too.
I have Pitt third. I'm more of a believer than you. I do think their run game is going to be able to improve. And if Kenny Pickett can stay healthy, that is going to be quite helpful. Last year, they played Miami very close, but they didn't have Pickett, and it was a struggle for them. So I'm taking Pitt three. I like the Narduz. You know I'm a big Narduz
fan. I do like the Narduz. It hurt me. It hurt me to say that. I almost asked him if he could just, like, put in a good word for the run game for me with Whipple.
Put in a good word.
You know, they had the third best turnover luck in the country last year, too. Their expected turnover margin was, like, -6, which is almost as bad as Duke. But their actual turnover margin was +3. And now that's tough It's tough to do that
I'll
again.
I'll tell the Narduz you don't believe.
Please do. Do it on the inaugural episode of
Remember,
the Duz and Dabo.
One thing to keep in mind with Pitt, which is fun. They are bringing in 4-star recruit Elliot Donald.
Yes, they are.
The nephew of NFL superstar Aaron Donald.
And
keep
a good
an eye
player.
On him. Keep
good
an eye
player.
On him.
Kelly, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll do the final three positions of Coastal.
And then
we'll give you our Atlantic picks as well when we return from Wide of Bounds. Final segment coming up next.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969, based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
When you're looking for the beautiful gift she deserves, do what I do. Shop at Turner's Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of silver, gold, precious gems, and diamonds. And Turner's can create a custom piece she'll absolutely treasure, whatever the occasion. Trust a tradition of family excellence for more than 60 years. Shop now at turnersjewelers.com or visit them today in the Applewood Shopping Center next to Belkin Seneca. Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how at Turner's Jewelers.
Get the edge at Tri-County in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers. Training today's technology for tomorrow's workforce. Tri-County Technical College is now registering for exciting careers as Cisco network administrators and computer technicians. You can learn more at tctc.edu/CIT. Tri-County Technical College offers you the opportunity to gain the skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Get the edge today at tctc.edu/CIT.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott! Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Get savings on Pro Essentials at the Lowe's Just for Pros event going on now. Save on select appliance special values. Plus, save an additional $50 when you buy 2 or more appliances, each priced $396 or more. Find more savings throughout the store at Lowe's, the new home for pros. Must ask cashier to apply discount in store. Online must use promo code. Can't be combined with any other discounts. See Lowe's.com for exclusions and terms. Valid 7/15 through 8/4. U.S. only.
The Clemson Farmers Market is open every Thursday from 3 until 6 p.m. through the end of September, rain or shine. Vendors are plentiful this year with lots of options for your shopping pleasure. Produce has started coming in, and we have peaches, cucumbers, lettuce, kale, squash, zucchini, onions, and more. First Thursdays are back this year with inflatables for the kids and the yo-yo girl. Please come out and shop. The market is on the green at Patrick Square, Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
You won't find another show like Road Rage. Walt DevTula, 3 to 7 weekdays on The Roar.
See my Sarah, broken halos, golden wings that used to fly. They've all gone, wherever they go.
You know, other than that, mulligan off the first, the Sorting Hat's been great.
Yeah.
4 for 4. Nothing crazy. Seems legit.
Nothing crazy, but a little different than some people probably have it. Like
a
having Georgia Tech
above
Virginia Tech.
That would be Fuentes done. If they finish 6th below Georgia Tech,
Fuentes done. You'd think.
And that game is pretty late, like October 30th. So you would think that Georgia Tech had beaten Virginia Tech on the field. You obviously can't do that. We have 3 more spots left, Kelly, and no time to waste. The number 3 team in the Coastal is...
The number 3 team in the Coastal is... Welcome to Miami.
The Canes.
Miami.
You have Miami 3rd, don't you?
I have Miami 2nd.
You have them 2nd. Okay.
Here's the thing. I was a believer in Miami last year, and I think Miami did have a solid year. Now, the UNC blowout is really all that people remember about Miami. If Jarrett King doesn't go down, do they beat Oklahoma State in the Cheez-It Bowl? Perhaps. Now, Bubba Bolden also shed some insight on that UNC game to us, where he told us there was a lot going on internally with the team. And
I never would have known that. That was great insight.
And what he really said is they didn't put their best foot forward for that UNC game, and that was obvious. So I don't think anyone believes UNC is 40 points better than Miami every single night. I think that the thing with Miami that I like is I think Manny Diaz has given this program a new level of maturity and seriousness. You know, like he can be flashy when he wants to be, and he can embrace the Miami when he wants to be, but he's really a pretty laid-back dude who's coaching Miami. He's not out there saying a bunch of crazy stuff. He's not like, they still do the turnover chain, but he's not making too much of a deal out of it. So I like that about Miami and Manny Diaz. And I think this defense is going to be very good. You talked about Bubba Bolden saying that he was excited that Manny Diaz was taking over the defense. I think the defense is going to be what they hang their hat on. And then offensively, it really comes down to Derrick King's health, as we've talked about. Cameron Harris is back. You have, I can flip to my magazine, but I'm forgetting that. Will Mallory at tight end.
Mallory the tight end.
You have Charleston Rambo you're bringing in there. Mike Harley. I think you have some good weapons.
And
so,
D. Wiggins.
D. Wiggins. T. Higgins' cousin.
Alter ego.
People love to hate on Miami. I get it. People love to doubt Miami, and they should be doubted because they almost always underachieve. But I think we look back on last year with Miami, and all we remember is the UNC game. And yes, that was embarrassing and bad and should not have happened, and they shouldn't have lost like that. But overall, they went 8-3 and 7-2 in the league. That's pretty good for Miami, and I think they can build on that.
Here's what I think you can do with Miami pretty solidly. I may be proven wrong here, but it's what happened last year. You can look and say, who is better than Miami in the league? And you can list them. And then you say, okay, they're going to beat everybody else. Because that's what they did last year in the league. Now, bowl, I'm not taking anything from bowl season last year.
Yeah, I agree.
Because so many opt-outs.
Last year, they only lost to Clemson and North Carolina.
And they beat everybody else.
Now, it was concerning that they got blown out by both of those teams, of course. But they don't play Clemson this year.
But here's the thing. You don't have to be just 3 points behind North Carolina to finish second to North Carolina if you're better than 3-7 in the division.
Because who says North Carolina's going to go run the table?
That's right. I've got Miami second, too.
Okay.
Because I love the addition of Rambo. They have their top three receivers from the receiver position back. And Mallory is going to be as good or better than Jordan. I think there were some people that thought he was a better pass catcher.
Jordan really fell off last year, too. I know he had some injuries, but...
Your top four rushers are back. Most of your top tacklers are back. You did lose your edge, which that, to me, is interesting.
You lost Jalen Phillips, but you had already lost Greg Rousseau.
That's
true. You can't hold that against Miami. He was already gone.
That's true. I love Bolden. I love Blades. I love Ivy. Tyreek Stevenson is there, the transfer from Georgia. I love what their secondary is, and I also love Manny Diaz as a play caller. He's a really, really good defensive play caller. He's a head coach. He tried to give that up. He demoted Blake Baker. Baker left. He's now in charge again. This team was fifth in scoring and sixth in total defense in the ACC. I expect those numbers to go up. I expect them to be top four in the league in both of those this year. And I like Miami. I think they could finish as high as 11-1. I think the only sure loss on their schedule is Alabama. Now, yeah. I think more realistically, you're talking about an 8 or 9 win team that ends up succumbing to the schedule a couple of times. So I don't expect them to be, like, ranked 8th at the end of the year. I expect them to be between 11 and 20, though. And, you know, I expect them to be more competitive with North Carolina. And some of that is me hedging on De'Aaron King.
Right.
Because we still don't know. And, you know what, he may be 100% going into Bama, but I mean what I said to Roddy Jones yesterday. You cannot convince me that guy is going to be 100% coming out of Bama. And to me, that is more important than being 100% for Bama, in my opinion. All right, we have two more spots here. The sorting hat is going to tell us who wins. Number two in the Coastal.
Number two in the Coastal Division is the University of North Carolina.
UNC number two. That means Virginia's number one.
UVA is winning the Coastal. You know what? I don't think that's completely outlandish.
You know,
because I like Brennan Armstrong.
Kelly, if I were just ranking these teams by number of sure losses, North Carolina and Virginia are the only two teams I have in the Coastal that I have no sure losses for.
Yeah?
I don't think there's any team that 100%
is going to lose. You could argue Notre Dame, but we have so many questions about Notre Dame's quarterback situation.
It's a home game.
Yeah?
It's a home game.
Yeah.
Virginia, now they have a dicey 1-2 punch at BYU and Notre Dame. The good news for them is...
They have a bye week.
They have a
bye
week in between. Those are not conference games. They have at North Carolina, but that's also their first conference game. So they play 7 games after that. Now, I would argue that their road conference schedule does them no favors, which is why I have Virginia third, and I've got them in that pack with Pittsburgh and Virginia Tech. At North Carolina, at Miami, at Louisville, at Pittsburgh is a tough 4-game road stretch. It's one of the toughest in the league. And that could ultimately really hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
I like Armstrong. Caroline Darney sold me on the tight end coming in. Jelani Woods. And I like their defense with 7 returning starters. Even though they were dreadful against the pass last year, they improved as the season went on in that regard after they gave up 38 plus in 3 of their first 4 games and 4 of their first 6 games. The last 4 games they played much better on the defensive end. So, I think that defense is going to grow up a little bit and be a little bit tougher. But I still have them third behind UNC and Miami.
They also had some injuries. They had a lot of injuries last year on both sides. Charles Snowden got hurt early. Brennan Armstrong was injured. That's the biggest issue for Virginia. They have to find a way to keep Brennan Armstrong healthy and keep him upright. And I don't love that Lavelle Davis tore his ACL in the offseason.
Yeah.
That's not good news for them. But... as I think I've mentioned this before, we had Tom Luganville on the podcast, and he was very, very high on Brennan Armstrong. And Clemson fans saw it. They saw what Armstrong was capable of in that game at Clemson. So if he can stay healthy, I think they could have a very good year.
If Virginia was hosting Miami, I might have changed that order. I would have seen if I could make it work for Virginia to be above
they
Miami.
Have, they Miami have some really tough stretches. Like at the end of the year, they finish with Notre Dame. They finish with at BYU, bye week, Notre Dame at Pitt, and then the rivalry game with Virginia Tech. That's tough.
Which they still only have won.
Yeah,
one
they,
time.
Still like they still struggle so much
Tech
with
last
that.
Year. And that Virginia Tech team last year was not very good.
But think about this, Kwok. UVA has won the division more recently than North Carolina or Miami.
True. All right, so we have Virginia, UNC, Miami in the Sorting Hat. We're the top three. And then where did we go?
Pitt, Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech, Duke.
All right, what is your order finishing the
Pretty
Coastal?
Pretty good job by the Sorting
Hat.
Yeah,
not bad.
My order of finishing the Coastal is North Carolina, Miami, Pitt, Virginia, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, Duke.
Okay. Mine is, wait, I gotta double check this here. I try to go off memory, and it's not good. North Carolina, Miami, Virginia Tech, Pittsburgh, Georgia Tech, Duke. That tells you how convicted I am about these. I could see 3 through 5 being whoever. If Virginia beats Miami, they could sneak up there because I think Miami is closer to that pack of 3 to 5 than they are to North Carolina. I just think North Carolina's better. I do. I don't think they're good enough to challenge Clemson, but I think they're better. What about the Atlantic, Kelly? We got like 4 or 5 minutes left here before we wrap it up, and we'll do all ACC on Monday because that'll be when
it'll be released.
The picks release.
My Atlantic order of finish is Clemson 1.
Okay.
NC State 2.
Okay.
Boston College 3.
Okay.
Florida State 4. Wake Forest 5. Louisville 6. Syracuse 7.
All right. Here's where I differ from you. I flipped NC State and BC. I think it's so interesting that Josh Graham said that BC was the Louisville this year, which means that you think BC is going to tank. That schedule for BC is not going to let them tank. I think their floor is so high.
I get why he said that because it feels like in the years when BC has a lot of hype, they always underachieve.
Well, and it's similar to Louisville in that you had a first-year coach who came in, made a lot of waves,
right.
And Scott Satterfield did the same thing, and then teams kind of figured him out. But they also had a tough – remember, they had to play Miami early in the year. They were exposed early in the year by tough teams. BC doesn't play – their toughest game in September is Missouri at home. They should be favored.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to Clemson. Their road games include Syracuse and Georgia Tech, who could be the last place teams in both divisions. They have two road games in September against UMass and Temple. I think the floor for this team is like...
I think, yeah, the schedule is very manageable, but I also think NC State's schedule is manageable.
Yes, and that's...
I like
those
State's
two teams,
schedule.
I think, are peers.
And I really like what NC State is bringing back. I think NC State has more depth than Boston College, especially defensively, but also they bring back their 3 starting wide receivers. When Zay Flowers is getting double teams, like, what is Boston College going to do at that point?
Right.
They're going to miss Hunter Long for sure. And you look at, bringing back Thayer Thomas, Devin Carter, Nemeka Emezi, plus Zonovan Knight for NC State, and of course Devin Leary, you feel really good about that offensively.
I do feel good about that. I would say you've got Knight, you've got Person coming back in the backfield. Leary is technically a starter. You've got basically 20 starters back from NC State.
And everybody's that linebacking back. Core is excellent.
And they're unlike Boston College, they are a little bit flying under the radar.